Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paula Price Show, where you can experience revelatory teaching, get answers to your questions, and receive powerful prayer. Tune in now and get ready for an exciting time of encouragement and transformation. Welcome your host, Dr. Paula Price.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Paula Price Show. Dr. Price is en route to the show right now. She is getting on the line. But before we get started, I want to just share with you an amazing teaching clip that she has on character. Oh, you know what? I see her. She is here. So let me switch over. Dr. Price, how are you doing today?
I am fine now that I'm not getting dropped from my call. You know?
Okay, are you winning the war against technology?
I am, and I'm learning the right buttons to push, so you know I'm excited about that. And see, Ashley, if they ever wonder why I have you start, see how that works out? If I get dropped, I still am on time.
That's right.
Well, God is amazing this week. And of course, hey, Ashley, did you notice the sun is shining? The weather's gorgeous. There's a sweet breeze here in Tulsa. And I am excited about it being Thursday, which is Paula Price show day. As we were praying this morning, the Holy Spirit let me know it was going to be a really special show, very spectacular. For some people, they're going to get some answers they didn't imagine that they would get. Other people are going to get insights. But we are going to have a blast because I love Thursdays, and I love our show. So what have you been up to, Ashley?
I have been up to editing commercials for the Executive Apostleship Training Retreat and lectures for your Leadership Talents course and pulling together some other things for the event coming up. Event season is always exciting because there's always such an energy that's flowing. People are calling, they're registering, they want to know more information, and that's always a highlight for me.
And you know it's a highlight for me because it means that we're getting to meet old friends again and meeting new ones. What I also appreciate about event season is just that. We get to meet, reunite with old friends and meet new ones. You know, I love it when the family comes together. Some people don't know about that about me, but I love our events. You know, of course I want to get the word out and all of that. But it's the family coming together piece that touches me. Kick out of that. Maybe it's my maternal instincts that are turning on again at this stage of my life, but I enjoy hearing the testimonies, the stories. I enjoy us linking up in faith with people and helping them get breakthroughs that they wouldn't otherwise get in their land because, well, trying to get a prayer buddy or something like that. So I get a kick out of our events because we get a chance to sit down and we have lunch, we fellowship, we chat, we sing, we dance, we laugh, we joke, we cry. It is just an astounding period. And then when it starts, it's like the 3 days go so quickly, you think, oh, my goodness, don't tell me it's over already. And yet it is. So that's one of the reasons why I get a kick out of it. So you all get a kick out of it because you get the phone calls and all of that. But I get the anticipation of knowing that we're about to connect again as the body of Christ of like-minded souls, and we get the opportunity to share and touch each other. Because in our events, it really is that, isn't it, Ashley? We touch each other, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I know our events break the mold because of how warm you are, people friendly you are. People do feel like they're kind of coming home into a reunion. And many times apostleship is seen as being so heavy-handed, so serious, so whatever, that you can't come together, love each other, have a good time, and be deep and serious in God and have some good laughs. And that's what we do when we come to our events is you get a piece of everything because we love having a good time. Like you said, we work hard here and we play hard as well and we deliver in excellence. And so it's just the whole thing. It's wonderful.
It's powerful. And, of course, that's a perfect segue for what we have coming up. We talked last week, Ashley, about our event at the end of the month. What is it? Come on. This is a test, Ashley. It determines whether or not I buy lunch.
Oh, okay. It is the Executive Apostleship Training Retreat here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And you put that nice announcer voice on it, so that was a nice twist. So
that's
we'll
right,
get you back
dessert.
Answer. and that for dessert. You know, we've been together a long time. They probably don't know how long we have been together, Ashley. How long have we been together as a team?
Well, I met you 14 years ago, started coming to the church pretty much immediately, and have been on your business staff as your executive assistant and more for 11 years.
Exactly. And I thought I appreciate that last "and more." That was nice. That was interesting. You know,
yes.
Just so that you know that we don't, truly, we don't typecast here.
No.
We use you wherever we need to because I have such great people. But I just think that that is powerful that we're coming up on that time again, our executive apostleship training retreat, and we love it, and we're getting great responses. Now, I have to reach back to last week because, you know, I'm still just rejoicing over Apostle Suzanne Howard in Connecticut, who gave us such a ringing endorsement, and then Apostle Alicia Key. Come on, these are the ones who are at our first ones, but I appreciated those endorsements. I appreciate Apostle Suzanne's because I tell you what, she got the phones jumping off the hook. We have been getting great responses since then because she laid out what it does. And so I thought, well, you know, if she does it so well, why am I going to try and do it again? Because I can tell you all day long how wonderful it is. I can tell you, which I will, why it's important, what makes it exciting. I can tell you what God wants you to get out of it. And again, we have these retreats because there are times that people, senior leaders, senior entrepreneurs, business executives, you need a place to go to the next level. And the worst thing to do is to try to promote and develop yourself for a promotion in front of your people. You're going through the stages of progress, the stages of ascension, if you will, or elevation might be a better term. You're going through those stages, and you look like you're losing it in front of your people. You look like, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what she's saying. Why are we going this way? First we said that. Now we said this. Because as every phase of that elevation becomes known to you, you want to implement it right away. And frankly, if you're doing it in front of your people, you have to because, well, you have a job, you have a task. But we provide this environment where you can expedite that program, accelerate the process, get the information you need, and then refine it so that when your people meet you again, which is what we heard from Apostle Suzanne last week, when your people see you at the end of the retreat, you've completed your metamorphosis. You've entered into who you are to become before them for the season that you will occupy that level in your service to Christ. And that's what I thought was powerful. But I'll tell you what got me, Ashley, when she opened up and she talked about, well, now I know you think when they say retreat, you kind of imagine, you know, remember, Ashley?
Well, I do have the clip of it if you want to play it at some point. Yes, but it was hysterical. She had to make that point a couple of times. Now, you will not be in the woods, in your journal, read your Bible, so whatever.
Sitting off in your room, meditating, you know. This is a working session, and it is. It's helping you do some very powerful things you must do. That is, meet the people who are at the next level. You can master your social relationships at one level, but when it's time for you to move to the next, you've got to have some sort of orientation to the new mind, the new order, the new even the spiritual powers as well as the human ones and how they think at that level. And we do all of that at these events. So we are going, because you have a couple of clips for me today, so I'm excited about that. That is where my heart is. My heart is working with leaders and taking the years of experience and ups and downs and fumbles and tumbles, because I've had my share, and packaging it into a three-day jam-packed weekend, or, well, it's not really weekend, but anyway, three-day event where I can share that, and also we can glean from each other. So there is that giving out, there's that gleaning in, and so all together we all benefit from this amazing time. So if you are someone and you know, we use apostleship because that's the next era God is working with. It is not just limited to apostles. If you are a senior leader, a senior executive, that's what it's about. But we're using that because that's the mantle that addresses this. That's the mantle that covers this and wraps it. Because people often wonder, why are you different? It took me forever, guys, forever to figure out why I was different. I mean, I didn't act like the pastor over here, the evangelist down the road, the prophet around the corner, the teacher down the street. I didn't act like any of that. And yet I had elements of it all, and so much so that my elements were strong enough to draw people, but when they came in, they kept looking for what they wanted just a little bit more of, not a total change. And sometimes when you're not ready for that and you are not familiar with this office called apostle, called prophet, whatever, when you're not familiar with it, you really are looking for the same thing in a new package or the same thing in a new presentation. And so we would have that. I remember the day God said, this is who you are. If you don't start calling yourself and moving into this office, think about how he used it. If you don't start moving into this office, I don't care if your office is pastor, evangelist, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, God said, if you don't start moving into your office, all of its resources, all of its accoutrements, all of its powers and its attendances are not going to be available to you. Now, think of this. Imagine this. You know, because today is a day that we're in a time now where we're arguing, do you have a title? Do you not have a title? Do you use a label? Do you not use a label? You know, do you need to do that? Is it necessary? Now, when you go into a business, and they hire you, you have to move into that office. And then they send you down to get paid, because you need to get paid. And when you get paid, they ask for your title. And we give it to them boldly. If you go in some institutions, for example, if you go into a hospital, if you're going to work into a hospital and you are a doctor, you're going to use that title. I don't care if it's 13-year-old Dookie Hauser or if it's 62-year-old head of the department. Doesn't matter. But only in the church, and that is because we have failed to not only define the distinctives of these offices, something that we do at length at these retreats with all the fivefold, but also because we fail to let you know your value. If you are trying to wrap your head around this thing, the thing that God used for me was Matthew 10. When he gave me Matthew chapter 10, he began to break that thing out, and the Lord Jesus is telling his apostles, this is who you are, which he stresses in Luke 6:13, if you want to see it. This is who you are. This is what you do. This is why I call you. When you're out of my presence, this is how you manifest and represent me. Very clear. But we got wrapped up around this thing. And so we got wrapped up where the only people who can use their title is the pastor. Nobody else can use their office title but the pastor. Maybe in certain sections, maybe the evangelist. You could use your reverend. You could use your bishop, all of those pertaining to the church. But when it came time for the apostles and prophets, which is why we're stuck, we don't realize that the reason we have such a difficult time fitting in the church, fitting into ministry, is because we are the kingdom's agents. We oversee the ecclesia more than we are part of the ecclesia, because these two offices predate the church. And so you're trying to find your place. You're trying to find a church that will accept you. You're trying to find a church that will like you. Your members are trying to find out if they want to stay with you as a kingdom agent as opposed to an ecclesial one. So that's some of the stuff that we cover when we are here at this retreat. You need to find out how to tap into your economy. Where is your dispensation? What kind of dispensation do you have? What is the economic strength of it? What is your office and your commission's attraction? What is it about you that attracts who you have? And then now that you've attracted, what do we do with that? See, these are things that you don't hammer out on a pulpit. This is not pulpit talk. Pulpit talk is about helping people get through the week, helping them keep their jobs, feeling good, reconnecting them with God, and all of that. That's pulpit talk. And a lot of pulpit chatter that we have shouldn't be there. And so we're feeding people all of our strengths, all of our this and that, because we don't have anywhere else to do it. But what if you found your place and found another place to do it? And what if you could lay that thing out and pursue it effectively, intelligently, and profitably? Because it's all about that. The reason we are stuck, because we have been told you cannot use your title, you can't step in your office. Now, you can temp anywhere, but you can't step in your office. So I'm going to go back to what God said to me. He said, listen, you don't move in this office. Every blessing I have for you under that office and that auspices, because that title designates your auspices, will be held up. they're just like a company. A company pays a receptionist different from how they pay a manager. And God is no different. If he's Alpha and Omega, and we already know his kingdom predates ours, then ours is no more than a satellite, a shadow of what he does. So you all are walking around, well, I don't want to call myself this, and I don't want to say that. Well, you shouldn't call yourself that if you haven't trained for it, if you haven't been affirmed and affirmed credibly, not just experientially or charismatically. I don't mean somebody ran up in your church on an evangelical meeting or a series of revivals and slapped some oil on you and say, thus say God, thou art an apostle. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having gone through the procedures that we see in Scripture. See, Jesus had a procedure for those 12 apostles and those afterwards. Now, if that's who you are, then you need to move in your office, and you need to know when you're in that office and when you're not, because nobody hires you and tells you that you are you're on the top floor, but you decide, I just want to work down there in the clerk's office. I want to be in the bullpen. I want to do that. That's not helpful. And a lot of us are working outside of our office because we don't know what it looks like. A lot of people are working against their mantle because you don't know what it looks like. You know, so here you are. You are a full-fledged fire person, but you still want to keep on your volunteer fire uniform and still want to pop in and out. But that's not how God does business. You know, decently in order is not just about how you run a church service. Decently in order is not limited to how you run a church service, which is how we've done it. Why? Because pastors define that. But decently and in order began with prophets and apostles. They are the definers, the shapers, the standardizers, the uniformers of decently and in order according to God's divine order. And so there are a lot of things that we cover here. These are great sessions. They are enormous times, and they are challenging, and they're provocative. They are kind of, you know, but they're kind of like our summit, but we don't have preaching. There is no preaching. If you come to our prophecy events, we don't have prophecy. No, we're not doing that. These are equipping sessions. These are empowering sessions. So there's no, you're not going to have a whole preach time. We're not going to have a bunch of services. We're not going to have a whole lot of theological headbutting. We don't do that. This is a roll up your sleeves. Let's dig in and let's become who God is pulling out of us. So, and so if you had to ask me, I said, well, they're equipping and they're becoming services. So, Ashley, what would you think? Would you think that that's kind of what we have going on there? I know, just reflecting back on our first one.
Absolutely. It is focused on what we are doing. I'm thinking about even when we were in the Joliet area for the leadership talents in the evening sessions, how several people were asking, are you going to do praise and worship? Are you going to do whatever? And we said no, and they were for it because this is school. And people are coming for class. We're going to jump right into class. Sunday service, of course, is praise and worship and all the other standard things, but this is school, and we're staying on task and focused and to also to ensure that everybody's getting what they paid for. And so we have an agenda that you go through. There are points. There are designated time frames for just about everything in the classroom setting. You know when you're starting, when you're ending, and that there won't be any kind of, you know, rabbit trails off course to where you look up and, oh, my goodness, the whole half a day is gone. And, well, we'll see what we get in today, and then we'll just do some things tomorrow. No. It is school, and it is high-level training. It is that high-level education. And it shows not just in the depth of information, but also in the format and the regimentation of the learning process.
That's a great way of explaining it, because let me tell you what I don't appreciate. And so there are a lot of meetings I'm just never going to go to. I don't appreciate you telling me I have this registration fee and I paid all of this money, and then you tell me the Holy Ghost preempted your stuff. No. Because if God is Alpha and Omega, then I'm sorry, he shouldn't have preempted. Because why did he make me spend weeks and hours and days researching, setting up a program, setting it all up to say, oops, I got blindsided, so something else came up, and I don't know how to do it. Now, is it rigid? No. It's not rigid. But you will never, ever invest in my event and come and get something contrary to what you paid for. We in the church are good at giving people what they didn't pay for and wasting people's money. We are good at that. We're good at saying, well, you know, you hire somebody in, I've been to it. You know, you come in, we want to call in all of these speakers, and then all of a sudden somebody says a little slogan that hits your funny bone, and the next thing you know, you're preempting six people who canceled their other dates or said no to other times to be with you, or who spent days preparing what they were told they needed to do, only for you to say, oops, God had a brain belch, and so, hey, we're not doing that anymore. Longer. That is not how God operates. God is Alpha and Omega. This man runs corporations, planets, universes. He cannot just have a fickle moment. The last thing we need is for the Lord Almighty to have fickle moments about yay, nay, yay, nay. And that's something that you will not see happen a lot with established apostles and prophets, because when you meet God face on, and when you have that encounter with him that puts you in his service, you learn immediately God is a God of order. That's why we can rely on the sun, the moon, and the stars. God is a God of regimentation. That's why they come on time. Spring comes when spring comes. Falls and seasons change when they do. So I don't do that. I will never have you pay for what you didn't come for. As a matter of fact, most people have the report that they walk away with infinitely more than they imagined or expected. So I want you to know that if you are deciding that this is what you want to be a part of, we welcome you. Welcome your application. Just go on to my website and say, hey, I want to be considered for this. And if that is the case, then, hey, expect to get what you came for, which is to be developed, which is to be transformed, which is to be, you know, empowered, not to come in. We're not going to have a bunch of debates around a table because we don't know what to say, and we're just glad to have some folks drop in. This is not the do drop-in club. We're not enjoying that. We are really helping you move to the next level. We're helping you discover where you got stuck, unstick you, and move forward to the next level. And Jesus has always done that with knowledge and understanding. So, yes, Ashley, that was a very good point that you raised about, no, I don't do that. When I go to meetings and they tell me, well, you know, sometimes this one a preacher, that one a preacher, no, that's a revival. Don't call me in because I'm not the woman for the job. When you tell me I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, because God is a God of his word, and you need to be God of your word. And so I deliver according to my word. If I said I'm going to do it, then I'm going to do it. Because we want to be like him as he is, so are we in this world. God watches over his word to perform it. If he tells you you're going to get a revelation, you're going to get a revelation. If he tells you you're going to get an education, you're going to get an education. If he tells you you're going to have some inspiration, that's what you're going to get. And all three of them can happen. But the whole idea that you come here and then we just have you floating around just listening to my meander about my experience, that's not what I do. As a matter of fact, people to this day have not heard even a fraction of my story, because that's not why I'm in ministry. I'm not in ministry for my story. I'm in ministry for Christ's story, because that's the one that's going to change. And that's the one that the angels back up, the Holy Ghost backs up. You see, heaven gets me high. I want that. So, Ashley, thanks for sharing that. That was really, really good. Well, from what I understand, you said you have a couple of testimonies from our retreat. And the reason I'm doing this, folks, is because I really know that several, more than a handful of you, are being tugged to come up higher in God. I know it because I know what it was like when I was called up higher. And I said, is there anybody that I can ask questions of? Is there anybody I can talk to? And if you're an apostle and prophet, you can't go to your pastor. Half of them don't even want you to come to them anyhow. They're like, I don't know. I'm just leaving your hands of the Lord, you know? So unless your pastors are apostles or prophets or apostolic prophetic people, and more than a few of them are, you pretty much are on your own when God begins to move you in this dimension. If God is calling you to marketplace, same thing. You're going to get church counsel for marketplace ministry. That can't work. That can't work. You cannot take church counsel to marketplace ministry, which is what most people do, and then you get confused about why you shut down and shut out. So this is an environment where all of those non-ecclesial things, now that doesn't exclude the church. We never exclude the church. All of those non-ecclesial things get the attention they need. Your mantle gets the treatment it needs. Your commission gets the definition it needs. Hallelujah. Your dispensation gets the identity it needs. It all comes together. When you get back on your plane and to go back home, I can promise you by the Holy Ghost, you will not be the same person who arrived, and you will go back with definition. And so now, Prophet Ashley, you can play Apostle Suzanne, and she'll tell you how that's what happened to her.
All right. This is Apostle Suzanne Howard from the Apostles House in Hartford, Connecticut.
First, I want to say the retreat word gives some of us a mental image that you're going to be there in a lot of quiet time. You're going to have time for prayer journaling, and you're going to be alone a lot and maybe sitting off in distant room just having quiet time with the Lord. That's what I get as a visual when I think of a retreat. This is not like that. To me, this is a briefing. This is a meeting of God's generals and general elect where we come together and we sit and we learn and we listen and we pray for one another. It is encouraging. It is uplifting. I love the fact that it's, and this may not be in favor to PPM Global, but I love the fact that it is a small group because we're able to have time to ask questions, get them answered, and not just answered so that we actually understand the question and the answer that we wanted to know. I love it because we sit at this round table and we're not going through workshop by workshop at with teachers or workshop facilitators at different levels where you're like, yeah, I enjoyed this workshop, and yeah, this one was pretty interesting. You are with the, I'm just going to say it, you are with the top leaders. To me, this Dr. Price Ministries and the team that she has, her prophets, they are the best thing we have going right now on this side of heaven as far as teaching on apostolic apostleship, apostles, that if you miss this, then you really don't have much plans for yourself. Dr. Price opened up and said, you're not going to be where you are right now by the end of this year. But I say you will if you don't attend this retreat. It changes everything. It's so centered on apostles that you're actually connecting with others who are going through some of the prophetic things you're going through, some of the dry places where you're not sure, am I the only one that's going through this? You're meeting with people who are like-minded, similar, the warfare that we go through. You find out like, wow, like I don't have to give up because there are other people that are going through the same thing, that this is actually part of the apostolic call that's on my life. It is more than a confirmation, and it's more than an affirmation. To me, this is the event. This is so needed. I love the prophetic forum. I've attended twice, I believe, already. I came into contact with Dr. Price's ministry in, I believe it was 2011, and it was at a time in my life where I was ready to quit. Yes, I'm going to admit that. I was ready to quit, and I called out of desperation, and thank God that I met the right people because I was told desperate people will eat anything. Well, God took me to the right table, and I have been eating thoroughly and being full with what God has been feeding me through this ministry. It has revolutionized my thinking, my passion, my pursuit for what God has for me. And I'm telling you, the first couple of days, you'll be a little embarrassed of yourself because I was like a deer caught in headlights. I was just frozen. At one point, I just dropped the pen and said, I can't write anymore. This stuff is like, it was mind-blowing. But it wasn't to the point where you could not understand. I was able to understand it. The key is to go over your notes, refresh yourself in the notes so many weeks or every so many months, so that you can keep it alive in you until you're able to get to the next retreat. They're every year. And what I liked about it most was when I came back and shared with my leadership. Listen, this is key. I need you to listen right here. This is key. My leadership team, and I believe I've seen this across the states, leadership is ready to be sent out. That is the whole goal of why we get saved and remain a Christian, because one day I'm going to have my own church. You know, we were all on this big pastor boat. Everybody's going to be a pastor, and everybody's going to have their own church. Well, this settled my leadership down, and it even caused a shift in the leadership with some left, and it wasn't scary like it used to be for me because I was direct, and I was settled in the commission that God called me on. And when I was able to sit with my leaders and discuss with them what my commission is, what my purpose is, what my mantle can do in their life, it settled them down. My leadership actually turned around and came back to me and said, Apostle, we are not ready. And they came as a group. They had had this little meeting on the side. And they came to me and said, Apostle, we are not ready. We need to be settled down. We need to be taught on commission. We need to be taught on how to produce a leadership for the apostle, so that the work of the apostle can be done. And if we're sent out, well, glory to God, it will be an honor. But if we're not, this is where we need to be. This is what we need to know. And they sit at the table with me now, and it is such a settling in the whole church because the church has felt the leadership, and they felt the anxiousness of the leadership. Now the leadership is settled, and they're like, teach us, just give us more, just give us more. We're taking the commission training, and it is teaching them, and it is also teaching myself, but it's not at the level that I was before. My anointing, my office has catapulted that my leadership team, they just glean from the teaching that I'm able to give them now, and it brings a peace to us all. So I'm serious. I would not miss this retreat. I would start listening to the commission teaching now. You need to get into the life tracks. I mean, I can tell you the whole thing right from the beginning. But the main thing I'm going to tell you is do not miss this opportunity. Leaders, apostles, pastors, if you have to get your church to buy into this, then that's what you need to do. They want from you what you don't have right now. And the only way they're going to get it, and you are going to get it, is by taking the time and going to this retreat. Just ask 100 members to give you something, 50 members to buy into this so that they can see and be, it's just not a natural awe. They will be awed in the spirit at what comes out of you because what's already in us, it's there, but it's not being pulled up so they're not getting the best of our anointing and our office. But if you go to this retreat, I'm telling you, don't miss it. Do whatever you have to do. If you want to find me on Facebook and ask me some questions, I will be glad to answer your questions. But don't think of it as a retreat where you're going to be left alone and walking out in the woods and writing in your prayer journal. Uh-uh, baby. Bring your new notebook, your fresh pen, because you are going to be taught every dime that you invest, you're going to get back a dollar on it. And I can promise you that in the name of Jesus Christ. So I pray that.
Amen. She said, uh-uh, baby.
No, we're not going to do that. You know, and what I loved is that everything that I had as a vision, you know, even when I cast vision on day one when we were together and I cast the vision of the event, everything that I said, she got. And not only did she get it, but she took it home. What did she say? This thing passed right on from me into her, through her to her leadership, and it settled her church. We had the same issue. When your leadership is upset, they can't give the solid answers you need. When they're uncertain, they can't give the answers. They're like, I don't know. We'll see. I'm praying. I hope so. Well, you just hold on. Well, you're not off in that. Well, just pray that through. When you start, if your leader's giving those kinds of answers, that means that you're not giving them the definitiveness that they need, because they need more definitive from you. And so if you can't give it to them, then they're going to give answers out of their uncertainty instead of out of your definition and your clarity. So that is what I liked about her testimony. But I understand, because, you know, I'm serious about this. I believe in this. We're going to take our calls in a minute, but before we go to our prophet on the ground, I understand you have another person.
I do. I have another one that came in from another apostle who was in attendance last year and will be in attendance this year as well. He does his own introduction, so I'm just going to let the track play itself, Dr. Price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. H.A. Dawkins III from New Dimensions Apostleship Embassy in New Rochelle, New York, sending out a Macedonian call to all regional, national, and global seasoned and emerging apostles to join Apostle Dr. Paula Price at her Executive Apostleship Summit, April 30th through May 3rd in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Beloved, this summit is a time of apostleship training like none other. Dr. Price is the premier apostolic scholar filled with the wisdom of our King Yeshua. She has been called to such a time like this to train and equip a new era generation of apostles for the end time harvest of the kingdom of Yeshua. When I personally sat under the feet of this great apostle at her Executive Apostleship Summit in September of 2013, I was overwhelmed by the wealth and breadth of wisdom that she poured out relative to the office of apostle. At that summit, we learned the 21st century tactics, outputs, and mastery necessary to function as an apostle in this restitution era of this divine office. Beloved, listen. At this summit, Dr. Price will teach you how to think as an apostle, how to commit to our King Yeshua as an apostle, how to discover and activate your apostleship commission, how to tackle the duties of an apostle, how to undertake the reins, rules, and regimes of apostleship, how to capture and dominate one's sphere as an apostle, how to brand and monetize your apostleship office, how to trademark proprietary apostleship operations and manifestations, how to elevate apostles and prophets' station in mainstream ministry, how to inseminate the present and future world with the true apostolic gospel. Beloved, you don't want to miss this Kairos moment of apostleship impartation. You need to register today. If you have to borrow the money to come, make this an investment in your future apostleship endeavors. And let me tell you this before I close. Dr. Price is about to be released to the global purpose of her commission, so you better get this impartation while she is still available. Meet us in Tulsa, April 30th to May 3rd, for this life-changing event. I guarantee you, your life will never be the same. If you've been called to it, she can help you do it. Be there or be unprepared.
I love it.
I love it. And I tell you what, when he was in the sessions, he was an amazing man. I absolutely love Apostle Dawkins. He is an amazing man. And another one whose testimony you should hear. When you come, you should hear his story. He has a great testimony. He has a wonderful family. We bonded. But I'll tell you, when I got there, because actually we didn't know what he was going to do. We thought he was just going to say, well, hey, guys, this is great. I mean, he showed the thoroughness of the transformative content that we deliver in these sessions. So, again, now, hey, stay with us. When we get ready to close today, we'll have one more who was in attendance, and we definitely want to play that last one. Why? Because I can tell you all day long why I think it's great. Well, you know, you'll say, well, Dr. Price is you. I mean, you're going to like what you do, and a lot of you have validated my work and all of that, but it is wonderful to see exactly how it lands in people, how it lands in leaders, and it's wonderful to see how they put it to use, how this thing goes from the head to the hands and the feet. That's what you need to know. So you know all of those questions that you have. I think he did a great job letting them know, if these are your questions, this is the place for the answers. So I had to listen to him, and I know we have another attendee from September's event. And I definitely, so Ashley, you have to schedule it so I don't go over it so we can close on that one. But I want you to hear the people who were there. And these are not newbies to ministry. These are not people who just, oh, my goodness, I think God called me. These are not, you know, slap them in the service and put a label on them people. These are people who have been out here, been to tons of events, et cetera, et cetera. Some of them are highly educated. All of these people are highly educated people and have come from or are still involved in very high careers. So we're talking about people who understand good, and they're outside of the church. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to shift this now to our prophet on the ground going on in that world, and then from there we're going to move into our calls. Well, actually, you'll probably have another commercial, and then we'll have our calls. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Paula Price Show family. Just want to let you know a few ways that you can get connected and stay connected with Dr. Price. I hope you have been enjoying the broadcast so far this morning. If you are out there and you said that apostleship retreat is for me, we want you to go to www.drpaulaprice.com and click that apostleship retreat banner. It's going to allow you to let us know a little bit about who you are and why you think this retreat would be the best thing for you, so we can get connected and get you the information that you need. Once again, those dates are April 30th through May 3rd, 2014. It's going to be here in the Tulsa area, and we want to see you there if that's where you're destined to be. So connect with us, drpaulaprice.com, so we can get to know you and make sure that you do not miss this event. Coming in June is the Tulsa Prophetic Forum. Those dates are the 19th through the 21st. Prophets, this event is for you. Intercessors, this event is for you. Psalmists, seers, this event is for you. If you're a prophetic student, this event is for you. Do not miss the Tulsa Prophetic Forum, June 19th through the 21st. We want you to go to drpaulaprice.com and click register so that you can get you and your group registered. Listen, the group rate for the form is amazing. So if you're listening now and you're on the line listening now or later and you have a prophetic company, a prophetic school, if you have your intercessory group, you can bring your group for less. We have a group of 10. If you do a group of 10 or more, you can come down to the form for $75 a person in your group. We definitely want you to come. Bring your class. Bring your students, bring your intercessors, apostles, bring your prophetic teams. It's going to be a dynamic event June 19th to the 21st. There is a bus that is coming down from the Joliet area. Joliet's just outside of Chicago, Illinois. There's a charter bus coming down. So if you live in that area and you want to save money, you don't want to fly down to Tulsa, we want you to visit www.antiochcaci.org. That's www.antiochcaci.org. You want to click contact me so that they can get you connected with all that charter bus information. If you're in that Chicago area, we do not want you to miss it. So you can come on down on the charter bus with other prophets and intercessors who are excited about the Tulsa Prophetic Forum. Again, do not miss these great events. We want to make sure that you visit our bookstore, last but certainly not least, visit our bookstore online so you can see what new products we have going out. Got a lot of new products on prayer, a lot of products on mentorship, worship. Even we released a new short read on worship and intimacy with God this month. So you want to make sure you go to drpaulaprice.com and click shop for products so you can get connected with all the new products that Paula Price Ministries has to offer. Before I let you go, don't forget to go on Facebook.com and like Apostle Paula Price so that you can get an instant connection to Dr. Price's messages to you. If you're on Twitter, you can follow her at Dr. Paula Price, and you can also find Dr. Price on LinkedIn. So stay empowered, and we'll see you online.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Adia, for keeping us in the know. Dr. Price, you want one more spot and then to the callers?
Yes. I think we have Chief Prophet on the line, do we not? You know everybody's, they don't know that you recognize them by now.
I know it. Let me see if she is on by phone or on by internet. She is on by phone, and I'm going to put her open and live.
All right. Well, she only gets 2 minutes, 3 minutes tops, because, you know, she's a powerful, powerful prophet. First of all, we have to tell our audience, Prophet Adia and Chief Prophet Tala are heading into Venezuela next week to do some prophetic training in that country. And these bold prophets are going in with one of our near apostles, Dr. Terry Thompson. They're going to be there just about a week. Tala, who's our chief prophet and trainer, she's a chief trainer too, by the way. She does a lot of training on the prophetic, but mainly for high-level and apostolic prophets. And I'm asking her to just share a little bit about her experience as a prophet, because I don't want you to think that this is only for apostles, because it is not. There are a lot of apostolic prophets out there, prophets who are assigned to apostles or prophets who are working with them, or even other senior leaders who are assigned to apostles and prophets. Well, I want to get her to give us that flavor from an apostolic prophet's vantage point of her experience at the retreat and what she thinks it would offer for those in her particular office. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. I can say good morning to some, good afternoon to the others. Praise God. I love the apostolic retreat. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I think that what it offers is just so rich and comprehensive for those who are looking for higher level development and who are serving in a senior function in their ministries and in God's service. I found my experience there as an apostolic prophet to be very enriching, very educating and equipping, and it was broadening, if you know what I mean. It kind of gave me a broader understanding and perspective of my role and responsibility to the kingdom as a prophet working with apostles, especially if you are called to be an apostolic prophet. The whole objective is that you partner with apostles in their ventures and in their commission to help them fulfill their assignment in the earth. And what better way to understand that assignment than attending an event like this to give clarity and understanding and insight and really to ground what you are to do or called to do as a prophet. So there's a lot of grounding there. There's a lot of definition that comes for prophets and an explanation of some things so that you really know where you fit and how you fit in the kingdom schematic. So if you are an apostolic prophet and you know emphatically that's something that God calls you to do, this retreat will definitely be beneficial for helping you understand how to execute your mantle and discharge your office. So I definitely encourage everyone to be there. I found it very enlightening to find out even more so about how God uses apostles and how to work with an apostles' commission and work with the vessel and the commission, because both dimensions are treated very thoroughly at this event, along with the opportunity to ask some very pointed questions about going back to something you said earlier, Dr. Price, what it looks like in action. I do like that about your event. You know, it is about education, application, transformation, and replication. You do want us to apply this and be able to replicate it in our prospective environments. So there is that opportunity there for that. It's intimate, it's private, and it gives you, you know, that chance to really get into the nuts and bolts of the office and of the positions and not just kind of dealing with the superficial, you know, elements of our performance and public service. So that's why I would encourage apostolic prophets to attend.
Well, I say that is a very, very excellent reason, and I'm thankful to hear that. Now, here's what I want to tell them, because what they don't know about you, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, because you don't have to ask you. What they don't know about you is that you have a lot, you actually work with more than one apostle. You work with about, what, four or five of them by now. So it's not, you know, just because I'm your primary commission, through my connections and also my covering of other apostles, you also are part of that trainer to help them understand how to establish their collaboration between themselves as apostles and the prophets who are assigned to their commission. So I just wanted to point that out because, you know, that's one of the roles of an apostolic prophet that's important, but you really fulfill that role because you're on the phones, I don't know, maybe three or four times a week with several other ones outside of your commission to me. Isn't that right?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And so it is important because you don't just have you aren't just tied down to one apostle. Of course, you have one apostle who's commissioned that that's covering you and that's your thrust, you know, your emphasis. But as apostolic prophets, where our job is to undergird apostleship. So I think you're making a very good point there. And yes, I do have several apostles that are also being equipped and groomed and coming into. I tend to always be the one that helps them transition into apostleship, John the Baptist there, you know.
Well, you know, and I'm going to let you go. Thanks for just speaking into this. But, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing. And while you're hanging up, I just want to say this. Many people don't know that that's what John the Baptist did. He prepared apostles, future apostles, to further the Messiah mission. And so it was a great team effort. So if you are a prophet and you know you're a high-level prophet, you've worked with apostles before, you feel that you're called to and you've been in ministry for several years, I don't mean you just got the call on you this morning, please go to my website and say, you know what, I might be an apostolic prophet. If you want to find out if you're an apostolic prophet, we certainly have a means for you to do that because you can also take our prophetic aptitude questionnaire. So when you go and take that questionnaire, you take our assessment, it's going to tell you if you're an apostolic prophet. And if you are, then this event is what you want to kick off your pursuit of furtherance of that calling with. So I had to say that. I thought having her speak, Prophet Ashley, was a good thing because many, you know, you all are prophets and people, you know, don't realize that apostles without prophets are stunted. Now, I've been in events where they just bash prophets like they just were the bane of the earth. I thought to myself, now, it's bad when the Lord's apostles bash the prophets. That's a problem. Now we know we are out of order. So I'm going to tell you right now, all throughout Scripture, they're a team. They are a vital part of the team. They prepared the way for us, and they made it possible for us as apostles to step on our platform into Christ's global commission. When Jesus was national, he ran with the prophets. When he went global, he started running with the apostles. So we need to know we are a team. We need each other. We need their foundations and their anchoring, and they need our propulsion, and they need our revelation and affirmation. So that's why I'm putting a special call out here. If you are an apostolic prophet and you know that that's what God calls you to do, or that's what you're doing, hey, you too would benefit from some time with us this month. Okay, so prophet, where are we going from here?
Well, we can take another quick breath and then come back and go to your
give me a break. You're going to give me a break?
Just a breath.
Okay. Just a breath. Not even a break. Look at that. Not even a break. I just get a breath.
That's right. Don't get too excited. We'll be right back.
The Executive Apostleship Training Retreat combines high-level mentorship training and hands-on development for emerging and seasoned apostles, apostolic prophets, apostolic pastors, Kingdom entrepreneurs and leaders exclusively. Attendance is selective and limited to ensure the right individuals receive the right level of education and impartation. This retreat allows guests to learn among like-minded peers and colleagues away from those they must lead. Dr. Price offers a retreat environment that fosters one-on-one and small group coaching, strength training, and mentorship for high-level leaders. This gives leaders an opportunity to receive direct impartation, ask questions, and discuss issues unique to their sphere of ministry service. Dr. Price's years of experience and expertise as an apostolic leader and pioneer of contemporary apostleship can provide leaders with the wisdom and biblical foundation needed to proficiently execute their ministry. This training weekend offers a small, intimate, and private learning environment to allow high-level leaders to receive extensive training out of the public eye. Unlike a conference, these times are strictly closed sessions designed to touch the heart of each leader's personal needs. These retreats are not designed for thousands or even hundreds, but a select few who are looking for the right time and right place to step into the next dimension of what God has for them as frontline ministers and leaders in His kingdom. No pomp, no circumstance, just you, God, and destiny. The Executive Apostleship Training Retreat is exclusive high-level apostleship training for top leaders and ministry leaders. Therefore, this event is by invitation only. Go to www.drpaulaprice.com and request an invitation to see if you qualify for this year's Executive Apostleship Training Retreat, April 30th through May 3rd, 2014, here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Would you like to take the guesswork out of discovering your calling and purpose by using one simple tool? PPM Global Resources Ministry Assessment Questionnaire offers a variety of solutions for all aspects of the ministry spectrum for people just like you who are seeking sound wisdom, direction, and guidance to help you get into your place. The Ministry Assessment Questionnaire is specially designed to identify and assess what God has put in you, whether you are called to a fivefold office or ministry gifting. Going beyond a personality test or gift survey, you'll learn about your strengths and weaknesses, emotional intelligence, ministry readiness and reliability, leadership capability, the right education you need, and so much more. Your Ministry Assessment Questionnaire comes with a 30-minute advisement session to review your assessment with one of our trained advisors, who will walk you through your results and customize the best plan of action for you. To get started now, go to ppmglobalresources.com and fill out your personal profile. Assess, advise, apply, achieve. If God has called you to it, we want to help you do it.
welcome back to the Paula Price Show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Paula Price Show, where you can go back and listen to shows from a year until now, get your training, get education, and get that counsel. And, hey, get some prayer. Dr. Price's prayers for other people can still bless your life today.
So, am I back?
You are back.
Is my breath over?
See, I gave you more than a breath. Did you notice?
I know, because I almost thought that I was only going to get a pant. But since I heard a couple of things, I said, well, I got a chance to inhale and exhale. And so now I'm ready to go to the phone. Who do we have on the line today?
The first person you have is Jay, and she is calling from Maryland. That's J-A-E is how she spells her name. And Dr. Price, she's calling for general prayer. And so while you're on the line with Jay, I'm going to go to your other callers here because there are some people with some requests for you today.
All right.
Jay, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Dr. Paula Price.
Good afternoon, Jay. I love the sound of your voice. What do you do for a living?
I actually work for the state, and I just want to tell you I spoke with you before, and this is Jora. I know we had a little problem with the pronunciation, so I said, well, I'll just give her the nickname. But I just wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you and give you the praise report and everything that you have spoken over my life.
Well, first of all, you are welcome, and let's hear the praise report. You know, I love praise reports, Jora, because I don't always get those. Here lately, I've been getting a lot of them, so I'm really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. So you spoke with me over, I think it was like a month and a half ago, in reference to needing to be refreshed and how the Lord was going to visit me because the enemy had tried to give me a trembling cup. And that I was going to receive basically a new level in my life and joy and be refreshed. And it happened, and I took the advice, and I'm refreshing and restoring right now.
Are you doing fun, relaxing things or what?
Yes, I actually just started implementing it last week. I still do work full time, so I had to pace myself with the position that I'm in a managerial position. So, but I've been taking those days. I've been walking. I've been treating myself out to eat, as well as my husband and I are able to do things together now more often. And so it's been great.
Well, that is great news, and I want to thank you for sharing that with me because sometimes, kind of like Jesus, you know, like when he did the 10 lepers, he said, well, wait a minute, only one guy came back, you know, enjoying the blessing. We would come back, Lord, but we are too busy enjoying the blessing. It's good when I get those who come back and say, you know, this works, not only because it's encouraging to my heart, but it lets me know the impact that I'm making and the inroads we're making into the stresses that people are suffering out there. So
yes,
I want to thank
ma'am.
You. So now, what are you up to now? What's next? Because you said you needed some more time for a guy. Sounds to me like you're good to go. The only thing you need to do is launch that business.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about the business that you're afraid to launch.
Because I'm afraid, because I basically, the Lord told me they need to be revamped. I had also had launched it, I think, ahead of time. So I closed it for a while. You had also had spoken in reference to that, too, about in reference to ministry, that there was a timing for that. And that was over a year ago. And so the Lord has, and that was something also you spoke to me about the last time I talked with you about hearing clear. That I'm not normally an indecisive person. So I know it's time to go ahead and go forth. I know it's time to get back to the journal. I know it's time to basically put things out there. But at the same time, I guess it's a little bit of fear that I'm allowing myself to get into because I don't want to fail, but I know I can do all things through Christ Jesus. But it's just a little bit of that fear left from stepping out on the first time and losing my breath, if you will.
Well, let me tell you this. First of all, what you're feeling is very normal, and I appreciate your honesty about it, the candor mm-hmm. with which you because, see, people are listening and they need to know these normal responses to difficult times and untimely opportunities, et cetera, are to be expected, you know, and that there's nothing wrong with them. So, first of all, I want you to say that. I mean, I want to thank you for saying that. But the other thing I want to say to you is that God has apprentices and he has dry runs too. And sometimes we, because he doesn't tell us a dry run, because he knows if we tell him, we won't put on all
yes,
this, you know?
Yes,
we're not,
yes.
God says, this is the role play. We're like, no, I'm not following that. I mean, because it's a role play. God doesn't expect it to succeed. I don't expect it to succeed. So why do I want to put my all in it? So he doesn't tell you that it's a dry run, that he's getting you to see it and to look at it where you were then. And
yes,
for you, because he wants to inseminate things in our spirit. Remember, God is spirit. He can make us understand anything he wants if he has the time, you know, because if he steps up too strong, we get scared. We're going to call him a devil. See, you know, he can't, you know, we see too much of God's strength. He won't even be God anymore. And so he wants to tell you that that was apprenticeship and that the journey, even your last 18 months, have been about training and apprenticeship, getting you used to believing in you. You know, particularly when you work for a job and you work in a secure environment, you know, and someone else is sweating the bills, sweating the resource supply, then, you know, you become, you can almost not gain, have a real perspective when you step out to do something on your own, which is why I often encourage people to make their first effort a joint effort. And I do that particularly if you come from an environment where you are working for a large corporation. For example, when I worked for a large communications company before I came into ministry. Well, you know, the communications company or a large company, forget what the thing is, but, you know, you didn't worry about a pencil, you didn't worry about a pad, you didn't worry about where you're going to pop from. You didn't worry about that. You didn't care about, I mean, nobody cared. You just went to the office they told you to go to. You didn't know who was doing all of that. Well, then I step out in my business, and it's on me. And I'm stunned that I have to buy, you know, I'm like, wait a minute. And here's what happened. I drove myself in the hole because I couldn't believe that God wasn't going to keep me and or have start my business in the manner to which I had become accustomed. So I was like, it took a while for me to realize you're going to budget, you're going to have to scale down, you're going to have to bring that vision down a little bit, and you're going to have to shrink, you know, shrink a little bit of it, and you're going to have to take that vision and draw and quarter it. You're going to have to cut it up a little bit and put some priorities on it and rank it according to your progress. And that was a tough lesson for me because when you've only worked for big environments and big companies, you are ill-equipped to run your own business. Now, here's another point, and I've said this often, but I would like to just, if you will allow me to reiterate it through you, through your call, this is what I learned. You also, you work, you know, when you hear people say they work for a big company, you really think these people are the boom bomb, and they are. They are that in their own vein. When you work for your company, you are everything. So you don't have a staff picking up the slack, someone answering the phone, someone else doing the research, someone else doing the legwork, someone else doing the grunt work. You are it. And nothing working for a large corporation really prepares you for that. You all of a sudden, you are the bomb in that little department, but you have a well-defined job description. You have well-defined accountability lines and parameters. You have a support system that, you know, props you up on the left and right and all around. You've got a staff, you know, and your staff got to do it because they're told to. But see, when you're by yourself, you have to persuade people. You're going to have to cajole them. If you can't pay them, you're going to have to be really good at relating to them in some other way. All of that that I just outlined is what is not told us when somebody says, you blessed be God, you're called to the marketplace. And you're like, yay! And you take that big, huge, often decades-old institution's consciousness with you in your little mom and pop, your sole proprietor effort, and you are blown out of the water. And that is why God has apprenticeship. That is why he has dry runs. That is why he has trial and errors. Because so a lot of what you feel, Jorah, may be fear. I would like to add to that, that you're probably experiencing healthy caution too.
Okay.
or as God is calling it right now, the wisdom of experience.
Mm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes wisdom, caution, and fear, when they're at the same level, they seem like they're one and the same thing.
Mm.
But when you step back from that, it's all of the emotional issues, and you lay out what your concerns are, what your fears are, and what your experience is, you begin to separate one from the other.
Mm.
But that would be a recommendation that I would give you. So, you know, I mean, the big thing, I fail. Okay, yeah, well, guess what? Early businesses are supposed to fail, just like babies are supposed to fall.
Okay.
You really, you know, early things fall. That's what they do. And unfortunately, in the world called Christendom, particularly charismatic Christendom, anything that's negative is, and so you don't get the benefit of growth, experience, or anything because you keep trying to prove to all of the scorners who have not tried what you're doing that this is God. You know, I started my church. I will never forget this. You start your church with people who have not usually done anything. You may have one or two seasoned veterans, but most times your church is going to be based on people who have only sat in the pew and dreamed.
Mm.
And so you've got all of these dreamers who want you to live up to their dreams and their dream standards. So what caught their fancies and what they admire. That's why we have to have dry run. So God, I always teach people, young pastors, that say God tries you on the wanderers and the unbelievers so that you can hone your skills on those that have never been faithful to him, that have been church all their life, that have been going in and out and found all their life. He yet lets you try to hone your skills on them so that once you're ready, he gives you the believers, the pillars, the standards, the flagship, and all of those folks who he has relied on for a long time to get done what he needs. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, stop beating yourself up. Put your little straps away.
Mm-hmm.
Stop beating yourself up because you learned some things. And not only did you learn some things, but you gained some wisdom. But right now, the wisdom and the hurt from the disappointments and the embarrassment and all of that stuff is balling itself up into the same yarn. And we need you to take and separate all of those strands.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, so now this is the wisdom I gained. What did I learn? I learned these things. And you can list them, okay? And then you say, now this is these are the concerns that I have as a result of this wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm concerned about this. I'm concerned about that. Now, and then you need another column. Here's your other column, what I refused to look at before that I must look at now.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to feed back into that first column of wisdom. And then the last thing, what am I afraid of? And then you list all of those terrors that you experienced and all of that, because that's the thing that column right there is the one you can heal the quickest. But if the first three do not answer the questions of your fears, then you're going to live in panic every time you do it. And I want to tell you something. Mistakes are our friends. Hallelujah. And failure. I'm coming to tell you. And failure is your great tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't figure out how to do things wrong, you will never, ever be able to consistently do them right.
Amen.
So you're not going to go through this. So when it comes time, you're going to revamp it, but you can't revamp what you haven't honestly evaluated.
Mm-hmm. I'll
just get some critiques from your husband, some critiques from your friend, see how other people saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you revamp this thing and you redesign what you're going to do and you kind of modify your methods, you'll do it with a lot more prudence. But failure was destined on the first. That's what first means.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have to get your ego out of it, because a lot of times we think we're God. You know, God does it one time and it works. But you realize how old God is? God's been around like that. He has so many. Come on. God, listen, God, if we look at Eden and say, wow, now that was a major failure, none of us would be here to even critique him.
Right.
Okay. So failure is step one. That's phase one. So you're going to have to be honest about that, and you may have two or three more. You may have five more, depending on how deep your roots are to sink, how big what God is calling you to do is to be, and how long or enduring he wants it to be. You could have three or four or five more failures, because the bigger the call, the bigger the ultimate destiny, the more frequent the restarts and the restarts and the restarts.
Yes, ma'am.
So here's David. Look at David. David's going to be king. Mm-hmm. David is king. Isn't he happy? David's going to be king. I'm going to be king. The first thing he did, he got to marry the king's daughter. He's now the king's son-in-law. You know, because forget that about David. Saul and David were relatives, which is why he called him son. He's now the king's son-in-law. And now he's not only going to be the king's son-in-law, he's going to be the king's replacement.
Right.
David is, I mean, he's on it. God said, no, that's not how you're going to ride. You're not going to ride on his labors. You're going to rise on my development. And so how many times did David put out, exile, fail, start all over, they're going to kill him. Come on. Do you know what that made him? Every one of those experiences, Jura, and I hope you and all of those who are listening to me today, every one of those experiences carved, etched another piece in his armor of character. So that he rose, he was fair, and he was just. A lot of our leaders we're upset with because they never, ever had to build character. All they had to do was step out on charisma. So you're going to love yourself, and you might fail again. And you know what? You're not going to call it fail, and you're going to call it training. And it's another object lessons, and you're going to always look for your object lessons, and you're going to always look for the things that you overlooked. And you're going to continue to do that until your instincts, because what God is doing, he's not just training your skills, he's training your instincts. Because the majority of success that's out there, people can't tell you why they succeeded, because they went through so much, their instincts became skillful, and they became strong. And because their instincts were trained, they could succeed. Because we can all follow a manual. We can all follow a roadmap. We can all read a book. That's not the problem. The problem is when all of the stuff that happens off script, off task happens, where do we draw? So you have some instincts now, but you're going to get more. Does that help you at all?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it does. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome. What you're going to do is you're not going to just say, I messed up last time, so I'm not going to try it again, or I'm just going to do everything differently. No, you're going to use this season that you have, this whole, you already understand revamping is needed, but you're going to go through the process that I suggested to you, and you're going to say, now listen, you're not going to go into this second time thinking that failure is impossible because God is with you. God, do you realize how many times God sent Israel out to fight wars that he wasn't going to let them win?
Right.
But he had to build instinct and skill in him, and because the whole idea in life is not being good at winning. It's being good at coming back from losing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're going to go. So I don't know. Did that help? If that helped you, then we'll go into prayer. If you have any other questions, certainly I'm interested in listening to them.
No, ma'am. You touched everything that was on my heart and then those things that I didn't even think of. I appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, let me pray because, you know, we have to seal stuff with prayer. I believe
yes,
that for folks is not sealed. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for who you are, for Jura, and all of those who share their concerns today. I'm asking that you would seal by your spirit and with actual manifestations every word that was proceeding from your mouth, every word that you can affirm and confirm. I'm asking now, Lord, that the things that I didn't speak to, that only you know she needs to hear about, that you step up into her prayer times and into her devotions and begin to enlighten her understanding. Open up her mind, recall what needs to be recalled, Father, and lead and guide her by your spirit of truth through your word, through your scriptures, God, and through her times with you. I ask that you would cause her to see it through your eyes and to comprehend it through your heart so that she'll know how to restart this thing, and this time on a stronger platform and on one that you can confirm and affirm. And we bless you for doing it, Holy Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You are such a blessing. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now stay in touch because you know I want to hear. You know I get curious, so I want to
hear.
Yes,
ma'am.
Right. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Prophet?
Yes?
How are we doing?
We're doing well. I like what you said about many leaders rise on charisma and not character. That's something to think about.
Well, I know, isn't it? And the problem is that, you know, interesting about charisma and character, they have the first beginning verse, which means character is the next dimension of gift fortification. Character fortifies your gift. And so it's really powerful to see how God does that. But I was thinking about that, when and I'm sure we have a lot of listeners today, Ashley, who have the similar thing. Okay, I tried it once. It didn't work. And if you go and talk to some of these charismatic people, you ought to just sell out, pull in the thing, give it up, call God up, put back your destiny up, ship it back to heaven, because, honey, you should never fail. Because, and God, there's no failure in God. Are you kidding me? Eden was a failure. It was a calculated one. It was an anticipated one. It might have even been a deliberately staged one, but it still was a failure.
Yeah.
And yet, from that major catastrophe, God got something called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can't act like that's not in the cards, but we have to recognize that God is always dealing with all of his possibilities, and he's working with the best option to bring the best out of the worst. And the bigger the worst is for God, the better he likes it, because it's the bigger the best. So I think that is just powerful. She's going to do well.
Amen.
Well, have you got anybody else on the line?
Oh, yes, I have. And a praise report update for you from Linda from Connecticut. She is not going to push the wrong buttons this week, so her call won't drop. So, Linda, and also just for general prayer, she says, whatever the Lord gives you. Linda, welcome back to the Paula Price Show.
Hi, Dr. Paula Price. This is Linda, as you know. I'm just calling because I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your life. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for PPM Global. I called, my first time calling was the 4th of July this past year, and my life has just never been the same since. I'm the one that you prayed to sit in the middle of the church. And I even get, when the ushers come around me, I'm like, Lord. I even had one say, you know, you got to get out of your comfort zone and change your seat. But, you know, I know where I'm supposed to be. And I just, you know, like the time that you prayed for me, you just went so deep in prayer. I've listened, I've taken two assessments. I'm on the life advisement with Prophet Ashley, who I love dearly. She's got so much wisdom, and I appreciate her so much. And I like the teaching Soul Stalkers has really, really blessed me. Time to be healed, and so many other teachings that I've purchased online, and I've found a church right after that July phone call. So I've been there with the church, this church, since July. It's in New Jersey, and I'm in Connecticut, but it's the place. It's where God wants has me, and I'm so happy and appreciative, and you know, I'm just so thankful, and I just wanted to thank you because. Really, you touched so many lives, more than you even realize, with you know, with Blog Talk and with all your books and teachings and with the life advisement and your team, and I really appreciate Prophet Ashley as well. So I wanted to say thank you and just a general prayer.
Well, Linda, I can certainly have a general prayer. So am I to understand that you're still sitting in the middle, Linda?
Yes.
Well, I think that is so powerful. You know, I remember, before I pray, I want to ask you a question, but I remember you, Linda, and I remember the voice you had then, and the woman I'm hearing today, you have grown tremendously.
Yes.
The tremble out of your voice, the uncertainty, the confusion, and all of that, the anxiety.
Yes.
You and God have really reconnected. It's clear.
Yes.
You all have reconnected.
Yes. Yes.
And I have to say congratulations to you for not only just implementing what I suggested, but for getting quick fruit. That's fast fruit.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you, believe me.
But, I mean, you're sounding good. Now, listen, I'm going to pray for you, but I want to ask you before you do, because I know you don't think I remember, but I do, and that is, how is your son?
My son is, he's growing. Like, I can't say, like, tangibly that this is happening and that's happening. I just see it. I see by things that he's doing that God's really talking to him, you know, and I know that he's coming around, even just by certain things that he'll say or do, or whether it's on Facebook or whether it's, you know, through talking to me, but I know for a fact that God is working in him. And I know, you know, your prayers and everything really have really stirred him up. And I have learned also that you don't just pray for family salvation, but you pray for God to send strong, godly, you know, for him, in his case, strong, godly men into his path. And I know it's working. I have also prayed that for my sister and my family. And my sister told me that there was a man that knows my brother-in-law, that he's a Christian, and he brought them, after she had a baby, you know, dinner and a meal. And, you know, so it's working. And I know God's moving. And
well, as long as you stay in the center of God's will, you'll be surprised how much your obedience ripples out to your family. And I'll tell people that, you know, God says I could find 10 righteous in a country, how much one righteous in a family. So he really is going to use your obedience. So don't let up, because a lot of lives are riding on you seeing this through to the end, because people want to have a reason to leave their life and come into Jesus Christ. And they want to make sure that that reason is positive and powerful and prosperous, you know, and not just religious. So now let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for Linda. Lord, I love her. I cannot wait to meet this woman. I'm looking forward to us connecting in the flesh, Lord. I've enjoyed just her post and our relationship by phone. Now, God, I'm asking that you continue to flourish her where she is. Cause her to be a plant that just blossoms and sinks in deep roots, God, and let her roots just go out beneath the earth, God, extending as far as you know she can stand. And then, Lord, I'm asking that you continue to bless her life, prosper her life, cause her to continue to hear you like she's never heard you before, to understand your word, and, God, to bear fruit to the King. And Lord, not just fruit that she wants to bear, but fruit that you alone know is hiding in her soul. God, calls her to do it. I'm asking that you continue to build strong relationships with her family, and Lord, also strong friendships. She needs strong friendships in that region and in that church. So I'm asking that you continue to give her strong friendships. I know she has some growing, but Lord, continue to do it. But most of all, God, work in her spirit and in her soul to make her meet for the master's use, because that's her heart's desire, that she would be meet for the master's use, that she'd be able to do what you need when you need it, as you say, to yield the fruit that you envision when you tap her for a project. And so I thank you for doing it, Father. In Jesus' omnipotent name, I breathe prosperity on you in every regard, and I breathe victory. Jesus said, today is your day for victory. So rejoice, because he said he's given you the victory. And I bless you for doing it, Father. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I will see you in at the prophetic farm.
Oh, great. I'm glad.
So thank you so much for your life. I love you so much.
Thank you, and you know I love you. We're going to hug when you get here in June.
Yes, yes, for sure.
God bless.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Prophet.
All right, got the students coming in for a landing.
Oh, I'm telling you, you're loving your clients. You just and they don't even know how much you love them. I think if they all realize how deeply you love them, it would stun them. But you get such a kick out of them. You're kind of like the mom. You know what? They took two steps a day. You are so excited.
That's true.
Now, some of them you just weep over. Oh, they just took two steps and this is great. It is wonderful. I love our advisors, because our clients, if they only knew how precious they were and how much especially you all as their advisors, pull them up, it would stun them. So tell me, who's next?
We have next, coming from the East Coast in Virginia, Karen. Karen is calling you back, actually, Dr. Price, to give you an update. You had given her some instructions about kind of getting some people out of her home, and so she's calling to give you an update about that and also prayer for a job. Karen, welcome back to the Paula Price Show.
Yes, thank you very much. Dr. Price, is good. I'm glad to talk to you today. I just wanted prayer. You had told me maybe about 6 months ago that I needed to move something out of my house, and I did do that. But in the meantime, I need prayer now, because I've been trying to find a position. And what my pastor has told me is that I need to stand. And I said, okay. But it's been very hard to It's been very hard for me to stand. I'm telling you. And today, I think I'm standing only because that's what she's saying to do, and I know that's what the Word says, just to stand and just to trust in the Lord. But I just need some prayer to redirect what I'm doing and how I'm doing things, because I believe I'm at the I'm kind of at the last of what I should be doing. I don't know. I don't have no idea actually what to do next. And I know that's like it's kind of like letting go and letting God, and I just want to focus on what God wants me to do. I'm trying to refocus and let Him restore some things in my life to put me back on track again. So I just need some help with prayer.
Well, I want to ask you before I pray for you, Karen, what is your career background?
My career background, well, I was in finances before I went into ministry.
Okay.
What I've been doing the last 4 weeks, I've been studying for this exam, but I don't think I'm supposed to go back into finances. I don't really believe it. I can't pass this test. I can't understand it. I don't understand why. But I said, God, maybe you don't want me to do that. I don't understand. I know you don't want me to do that. I don't know what you want me to do now. So I don't know, and that's why I'm calling.
Listen to me. Now, my words work. She's going to pass the exam. Because God does not get any glory with you getting put out and having – that's not His best. He does that when that's the only way He can reach you. But if you're reaching out to Him, you know, the Bible says that God will – He will answer anybody to call on His name. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to bind this mental block, because this is a mental block that you have, and you somehow or another think that you deserve to fail. So we're going to break that lie, because that's not God. All right? And you're going to make money. You're going to do this thing. This is your gift. This is your calling. Now, sometimes God will have, here's what I hear happening in your case, and that is while God is setting up something for us, He will regulate time while He's setting up the thing that He has for you when you pass this examination, and you will pass it. So He's managing time. So relax. Just relax a little bit. Because you're going to do well. You're coming to a good season. Now, you needed to walk where you walk, but now you're done. You're at the end of that road. So you're going to move into this thing, and it's going to work. That's the one thing I can tell you is the will of the Lord concerning you, and He is emphatic about this. You are going to get a job, and it's not going to be long. It's very soon. So we're going to pray. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay? You're going to do fine. Don't you let the enemy punk you. You're going to do fine. So
I'm trying my best not to.
I know. It's scary.
I know. This has been quite interesting. I've never had a problem getting a job, but this has been quite interesting.
Well, that's because God had to change some things in your soul. You went through a soul revamping. And so because He had to change your soul, and He had to change your soul for where you're going. If He didn't have a destiny for you, He would have let you stay where you were doing what you were doing. But He had to change your soul. Now you've developed the soul that He needs, and you're going to do well. Take my word for it, because I don't miss. I'm not going to tell you what isn't so. If God says to me I'm not going to do it, I'm going to be the one that's going to say, God ain't doing it, so you need to rest on the Lord. But I'm telling you, this is what He wants you to know. Put that confidence back on. Get the garments of confidence back on. Go back, relook at that, and I command every trace of panic that comes over you when you sit down to do this to cease and desist. I break this hold and this barrenness on your life. We loose this. I loose you from the bind, and I set your feet on the course and path of destiny, and I open up this arena to you so that you can step back in, opening in this wall of opposition that you can go through. And God says, and go through it. When I open it, He said, don't give me a lot of questions. You're going to get almost like a little wormhole. When you get it, go through it. Don't stop and think. Run through it. It's going to look crazy. It's going to look like it's not God. Don't ask a lot of people. Remember this call and go through it. It's not going to be what you remember, but it's going to turn out into what's better than you ever had. Go through it. When He cuts this, because it's getting ready to open, as I was speaking to you, I saw a little opening, and it's just a little circular opening. You're going to have to leap through this one, because it's God throwing you in where you shouldn't be, but He needs you in there. Because you know how you have to have 50 questions and all of that. Don't do that on this one. When it comes, I mean, run, baby. Hear me on this word. Don't do what you usually do. That's why sometimes God has to make us desperate so that the thing that he really wants, we are going to leap into because, hey, we don't have any other options. So that's my prayer for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for Karen. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for the great work that you've done in her, Father God. And now I'm asking that you cause her, raise her senses, heighten her senses so that she recognizes this brief thing that you have open for her. God, don't let her miss destiny. Don't let her miss this window. And God, even if you must thrust her through so that she can get into the life that you planned for her and into the calling that you have for her, before the foundation of the world, we cause her mind to remember every answer. I command fog, every trace of that fog and that confusion that's around you. I open your eyes to see. I open your brain to recall. I give you super recall for passing this examination. I command failure and every curse of failure to lose your life from this day forward in Jesus' name. Let it be.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Keep me posted. Amen. You're going to soon and tell me that you got this job.
Yeah, I thank you for that prayer because I know what you're talking about because I've been praying about my soul. And there's some things that's been going on, and I didn't have the confidence as I used to have. So I know that God is doing something in that area.
You're going to do fine. Just keep me posted because this is your time.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Prophet?
All right. Today is the Saints checking in day.
I love the Saints checking in.
Checking in. We have next on the line Tia from Georgia. She has an update for you as well, a praise report. So, Tia, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Hey, Dr. Paula Price, how are you?
I am fine, Tia. How are you from Georgia?
I am doing wonderfully well, thank you.
Brother, tell me you got an update. What you got going on?
Yes, ma'am. Mine is much like Linda's and your other callers. I just wanted to call and say how much I appreciate you, and not just you. I appreciate your staff, especially Prophet Ashley, and also in particular Prophet Tala Price. She's the one that I did my advisement with. And it was just really life-changing. And one of the things that was really important for me to say in my appreciation to you all is that, and especially to you, every shift that has happened in my life probably in the last year and a half, from a year to a year and a half, you've been involved in every single shift of shifting me into that next place of my destiny. And what's so interesting and what I want to encourage the other people about is the people who I listen to and receive training from, it's interesting that nearly all of them use your material. So that's why I think that is very important. If you have the person who's actually presenting the things, I'm not saying don't go to the people that you are already using, but what I'm saying is if the people that you're going to are using Dr. Paula Price's resources, you can just go to Dr. Paula Price's Resource Center and download. You can download, attend the classes, attend the conferences, the retreats. I was so looking forward to coming there this year. I'm believing God that myself and my husband that we're going to be able to make it there for next year. But my thing is go use what's available because if we really stop and look around, the people that we are going to, they're already using your stuff. So, and the biggest thing is the update is that 3 months ago you said to me, you know, you were talking about the place that I was in and the transition and all of that. And when you were praying for me, you said God was saying give him 3 months. And you also told me you didn't envy the place that I was in because it was like a hurry up and wait type place. And that's what it's been. It's been probably the most uncomfortable place that I have been in my life. As I've transitioned, it's been probably pretty painful because God has been really dealing with a lot of things in me and with me and all of that. But what I keep holding on to is the word that I received from you, which was the fact that I was going through a transition, and it was a 3-month period. And I was actually speaking to one of my friends when things were really, really, really getting tight, and I had to go back to the word that you gave me, and it was like, oh, my God. It's like, okay, the 3 months, it was that 3-month period. So I'm really grateful for your ministry. I'm really grateful for your team. I'm grateful for the fact that not only do they have the heart of God, but they have your heart, and I appreciate that. And I thank you, and I thank God for you.
I certainly praise God for you as well.
Okay.
There?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. But I praise God for you as well because I want to hear it. I want to hear the testimonies, and I want to hear the breakthroughs. I want to know that it's working because this, to me, is not just something I'll say, well, this is great. I enjoy the saints. I enjoy family. All of you are family to me. I take that to heart. You know, we might not all meet each other till we get on the other side, but we are family, and I want to see every one of you succeed. That means a lot to me. So I thank you for the call. I thank you for the feedback. So do you think you're headed to where you want to be?
I'm believing God that I am. I refuse to believe that this tough transition is not for where he's having me to go to. So there are some things that I'm still seeking his wisdom about and just really trying to get a good understanding of the whole role of the difference between your mentors and your spiritual parents and all of that, and ensuring a covering and just really praying that as he transitions me, I don't allow myself to be in a place to where I will not allow myself to be in a place of being like a Lone Ranger prophet. That's not an option. It's just that it seems like he keeps transitioning me. So,
well, actually, you know what? He isn't. He's leading you. Here's what's happening in your life. God is leading you like through a series of trainings. You know, we assume that every connection that God makes is forever, and that's not true. When we take God out of our Sunday morning, you know, worship service setting, and we begin to see him in the context of a leader, however huge his organization is, but as a leader getting different people ready for different tasks that he already has on the book, that he already has planned, then we'll recognize that some of us are meant to spend a few weeks here and a few weeks there, et cetera. Now, that every event doesn't have to be ugly, but if God called you to something great, you're going to have that kind of a David kind of thing where you just seem like you're meandering to the kingdom. Now, that's not common. Hear me. That's not common. But if God is raising up a prophet, he's raising that prophet up to follow his voice and to heed his voice. And it is frustrating because he doesn't give you much to go on. You know, he just says, okay, I'm done. But God, I just got here. This is great. I like it. You know, this is wonderful. But he's every step of the way, he said to tell you, he's feeding your soul. Literally. Feeding your soul with the next level of what he wants to teach you. When you are done with the journey, and for you it's not going to be much longer, I promise you it isn't, but when you're done with this journey altogether, the revelation of it is going to come because he's going to breathe on it, and it's all going to come together, and it's going to bond, and you'll see fabric. Right now, all you're doing is living with scraps and, you know, strings of material, you know, swatches of what is going to be your mantle. You know, it's going to be your mantle. I promise you it is. But right now you're dealing with scraps and the swatches, and you're like, okay, God, so I'm okay, Jesus, help me. But he's preparing your garment. I hear him saying,
oh,
your mantle has to be prepared. So you're kind of going through all of this, and each one, somebody has to do the looming, and someone else has to do the dyeing, and someone else has to do the design, and someone else has to do the finishing. And so some of us, you know, some people, that's not it. Other people, there is. God doesn't have a canned way of doing it. But I will say you do need some sort of mentorship only because you don't have anybody to bounce it off. You're like, okay, who am I going to talk to? I mean, you know, so I don't know if you're on a program or not. If you're not, you need to get on a program, but you need to have somebody who has gone before you to bounce this off of so you'll know when it's you and when it's God. You know, because after you take so many hits, your defense system can become so acute that you don't let God move any longer. You're going to anticipate him. You're going to get the jump on him. You're going to get ahead of him. And before you know it, you're making the decisions and judgment calls without his input any longer. And you don't want to fall into that trap. So my suggestion is that you do get that mentor so that you're not alone walking this experience. But it is deliberate, and it doesn't. Right now it seems erratic, but it isn't erratic. If you trace it on a map, you'd see that you're on a particular course.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Price, yesterday, just yesterday, probably around about the same time, I was talking to one of my prophet friends, and she started ministering to me. And she told me, she said, I see this big warehouse. And she said, I see fabrics. I see a lot of fabrics. And I see, she said, I don't know, if what this means to you, but I see fabrics and just the different fabrics and the material. And it was so much of what you just said. And I'm taking it in. I know I'm going to have to go back and listen to Blog Talk to really let this absorb, but I'm just right now I'm so in awe with God because I know that he has been continuing to try to speak to me and tell me, you know, that it is a part of his purpose and plan and all of that. But I just want to say that I am grateful. And that is another confirmation again. But just yesterday, that same word was being ministered, so I thank you for that.
Well, let me help you with a couple more things. Oh, honey, let me tell you. If you're going to be a prophet, you're going to master crying because I'm going to tell you right now. That's just the name of the game because, see, God can't make a prophet until he breaks a heart. I have a teaching when I train prophets, and when I do, this is what I say. When your eagle eye turns to dove eyes, then God can use you. See, the eagle eye is your raw prophet makeup. The dove eyes is the breaking of the Holy Ghost so that you have compassion for his situation. Anybody can see truth, but only the people who've been broken can see truth and still opt for mercy and opt for compassion. And so depending on the audiences he's going to send us to, there are some people, all they need are eagles. They'll slaughter a dove. Dove be dead. So some people only need eagles. But then there are people, especially if you're called to be a shepherding prophet, God needs you to take on your dove eyes. You're going to have to be able to understand how to succor God's people in a different way. And he does it through breaking your heart. And people don't realize that because, you know, we're so evangelical, we don't have enough of a dynamic to appreciate how God makes a prophet. He doesn't make a prophet the way he makes an evangelist. He doesn't make a prophet the way he makes a pastor. God makes a prophet, I'm talking about hard, because it's a hard job. People don't want to hear from God. They want God to do and not react. They want God to receive them but not respond to them. They want God to reveal but they don't, or heal but not reveal. So you realize that God is always a duality in people's lives, and prophets actually embody that duality and run into the dichotomy that they live. So you are going to go through this because of who God made you to be, because of how God made you to be. So you're going to go through this, and this is part of the process, okay? This is part of what God wants you to learn. I don't know if you got my book, if you read my book, The Prophet's Handbook, but there's a section.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to go back and read Being Shaped for the Master's Use.
Okay.
That explains your process 100%. And it tells you how God will shape a prophet, has to, and he will always shape you for your audience. He will always shape you for their obstinance and their acceptance. You're going to realize that he's going to shape you for their resistance as well as their acceptance. So in order to do that, he's got to get you past the things that would cause you to bow out, to give in, to surrender, etc. That's where it goes. So you're in a good place. It's a painful place, but you're in a good place. Think about Moses. Here he is. Moses is like, I'm going to help God out. I'm going to kill this guy because this guy is trying to kill his people. God's like, see, but that's not, see, that's the eagle. That eagle's going to kill. So I'm going to need to put you into Midian so you can come back and become a shepherd and not just a sharpshooter. Because, see, we want to celebrate the sharpshooter side of a prophet, but we don't want to deal with that shepherding side, because that's when we got to suck it up, eat crow, bow, forgive, 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 and forgive again. And we don't want to do that, because that's all. We got our dignity, we got our principles, and we got our standards.
Yeah.
So that's where you and God are today, and it's a healthy place. It's a healthy place in your journey. And while you're doing that, he's pulling together the fabric that's going to make the mantle that you need, you know, your particular robe of many colors. Be at peace, my beloved. You're in a good place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if he took you out of a prophetic company, then you need to know that he took you out because you've learned all the sharpshooting you need to learn. He's now going to get you into the... You're now going to learn the shepherding side of the king, because, see, the same prophet, great prophet, who was a sharpshooter, they call him Brood of Vipers, was also the shepherd that says that, you know, my sheep are in trouble, and I came to call my own. It's a two. Not everybody, all prophets don't go through this. Some of them, all they're going to be, you know, some of them are only going to be snipers. That's all they're going to do. They're going to be snipers. They're going to be sharpshooters. That's what their call is. They're not wrong. But then he has some that he wants to be able to do it all. And if you're called to do it all, you're going to live it all.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I know. You don't have to be, I don't know if I'm going to be happy, glad, cry. I don't know, Dr. Price. All I know is that my head is spinning right now.
Oh, my God.
And my head is spinning. I don't understand. Where am I, brother, sister? Remember, your trial. Hear me. I'm going to end it on this statement, and then I'm going to pray. I would like to get one more call in. But I want to end it on this statement. Your trials are in direct proportion to the task that you'll face in ministry. Your trials track with your future task. If you want to know what God's going to have you do in ministry, just look at your trials. If you got trials in money, you're going to handle money. You got trials in your body, you're going to have body issues. You got trials in family, that's what God's going to do. Trust me, there is a direct correlation between the trials, the constant cycle of trials, the repetitive trials that you face, and the task that God has on the books for you when you enter his service.
Wow.
So tonight, when you sit down and you reflect on this, you're going to examine all of your constant trials, because those constant trials is your consistent training. You're going to examine your constant trials, and you're going to say, oh, my God, the Lord is going to use me, blah, 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 this way, that way, and that way.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, and I'm sorry you won't make the forum, but I am looking forward to you doing it. But you can go on our line for school and take some of those courses, because they will help you. And I do strongly urge you to become an advisee if you don't have a mentor program that you're in. And apparently you're ready for me. You're ready for how we develop profits. So I encourage you to pursue that, because obviously what you're called to do, you are poised for that next class. And I don't mean just... I don't just mean class as in sessions. I mean that next subject. Your object lessons will tell you the training track you're on.
Dr. Paula Price, that is what Prophetess Tala Price said to me. I'm telling you, literally word for word, I am telling you. And I was surprised even when she said that. I mean, I know things don't happen with us out the clear blue, but okay, I'm just going to stop talking.
I know, you're too excited, so I'm going to pray. I'm going to take you off the hook, y'all. I'm going to pray. I know how it is. God, thank you for the, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful woman. I thank you for Tia. I thank you for her life. I thank you for her victory. But God, I thank you for her journey. And I thank you that you open up the eyes of her understanding so that she could appreciate the course that you have her on and cooperate with it more effectively. And so I'm asking that you would cause her to yield to your spirit, yield to the process, and appreciate why you're taking her the way you're taking her. And God, every time she gets a breakthrough, every time she gets a new development, every time she gets another advancement, I'm asking that you would reveal it to her in sleep or observation, someone else's comments, however, so that she'll know that she is in the master's hand and she's on path to become what you decreed before the foundation of the world. I command the trembling, the terror, even the insecurity and inferiority to loose her body, to loose her mantle, and to loose her prophet spirit. And God, we put the spirit of the apprentice, the spirit of the learner upon her in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, you know, I know I'm going to hear from you again because, see, you're going to need
hallelujah.
Yes. So I know I'm going to hear from you again. Enjoy the process until we talk again.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Prophet Ashley.
Woo. Well, that was the one. That's juicy.
That was juicy. You know, we need juicy.
Yes,
now,
we do.
I think I got time for one more, and then you're going to play my other advisement, right? I mean, my other testimonial.
I do, yes.
So do I
and
have time for one more call?
Yes, you do. You have on the line now Barbara from Florida. It's been a while since you heard from her, but she's calling because she needs direction. She's moved and is in a new location and needs to know what to do next. Barbara, welcome to the Paula Price Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so great to hear both of your voices. I already feel rejuvenated.
Well, I'm glad to hear yours. You're very cheery, Barbara.
Yeah, thank you. Barbara Nelson out of Faith Christian Center. You remember me, Dr. Price?
Now I do.
Oh, yeah.
Now I do. So where are you living?
I am living in Marietta, Georgia.
Wow. How did you get there, Barbara?
It was time to get out of Florida. I believe I was really, I really heard from the Lord to get here. But when I got here, Dr. Price, the challenges were tremendous. Oh, my gosh. I was in real estate, you know that.
I remember.
Yes, and I have not done real estate in 7 years.
So did you give it up?
No, I still have my licenses and all that. I'm working for this major big box home improvement company with the orange symbol on it.
Okay. That's nice.
Okay,
I like
know
that.
Which one? Yeah.
That's nice. But, I like how you did that.
Yeah. And then I'm working in their customer care department now. But there's a position for a senior real estate manager that I applied for, and believe I feel in my heart I got that job, but I just can't hear nothing.
Oh,
I don't know what to do. And then I'm in a church that I'm just sitting down.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you this, Barbara. Let me just say this to you because I can speak this. First of all, Barbara, how far back do we go? What, 20 years?
Oh, maybe. Oh, gosh, yes. 23 years.
Can you believe that? I love those relationships, you know? But, yeah, we go back a long way. And, you know, you had, I mean, I remember you used to show me some of those most amazing properties because, boy, I was excited about coming to Florida. But yes, I was. Now you're gone, okay? But let me say this to you. Barbara, you are called to Marketplace. That's number one. Number two,
yes,
God's not going to stop that training thing you're doing, which is why you're in customer care right now because you are an amazing trainer. You make things make sense to people. That's just what you do.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But God said, don't be afraid to go big. You have fit. You are another one. You had to go through all your dry runs and your trial and errors to get to the point that you're ready to take on what he wants you to take on. God said the only thing he was working in you were actually two things, the diligence and consistency.
Yes.
Those were the only two things. There was nothing else. I know you think it was more than that, don't you? It wasn't.
Yeah, I'm like, Lord, what's going on?
No, it wasn't diligence and consistency. And so God had to let you know that when he moves, hear this, I'm going to give you a prophetic word that's going to revolutionize how you view God. And it's also going to help a lot of my other listeners. Here's what God says. When I move for my children and I move on behalf of my children, I put my reputation at stake. not just with the seen world, but with the unseen world. And when we disrespect or improperly handle what he has moved and thrown his weight behind, it causes his credibility to be suspect.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now, I'm saying that, and that's not going to hit you until this weekend.
Yes.
Even though I said it today, it's going to land on you this weekend.
Yes.
Having said that, God's like, I am willing to exert the clout and to push to make this happen, but are you willing to make me look good?
Yes.
Now, you said quickly, but you need to think about this, and here is why. You know what he's talking about. See, you have one in your mind, God has another.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want you to answer. The question is a question that you're going to take to prayer. God says, are you going to, because see, when he starts pushing into bigger things, there is a lot more at stake than whether or not he lets us, you know, get a job as a clerk or receptionist. So God is saying to you, this is the thing, and I'm saying it to you by the Spirit of the living God. If I put my clout behind this and I move what I must move, because this is not an easy thing. Now, there's a lot of dynamics in here that we can't cover on this call, but this is not an easy thing. He said, but if I do it, are you going to make me look good or are you going to get frustrated in a bad ship and leave?
Okay.
So this is what he wants you to hear. This is what he wants you to think about, because if you do this on this particular venture, and I don't know what makes it so unique, but, again, we don't have time to explore it, but if you do this on this particular venture, it will be more costly than you ever imagined. So in this case, count the cost.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to take a Jesus posture on this book. See, because I know God can do anything he wants to do, but he has, a lot of times, God is operating on prudence, also from his observation and other observations. You know, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, a man is valued by what others say of him too.
Yes.
So this is where God is. If this is where, if you feel you and God have come to a meeting of the minds on some very significant issues, God said, I'll give you another shot, but you have to demonstrate to me that I'm going to look good in this deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope that speaks to you, and if it doesn't speak to you today, it will before you get to Monday morning.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It does speak to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what he says. So, see, because I'm not one of those, you know me, we go back a long way. So, you know, I don't give a word, see, I don't give a word that's false, I don't give a word that's true, and I'm not trying to make everybody feel good while I sling God's fake credibility under the bus. So I'm not doing that.
Yes.
But in this case, he wants you to know, I am well able, and he said, I'm willing, but what are you going to do for me? What are you going to give me to let me know that I'm going to come out of this thing looking real good?
Yes.
And so you'll know between Monday. So that's my prayer for you. God, I thank you for Barbara. God, I love this woman. We go back a long way. So I thank you for her. But, Lord, I also know that you are the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, that all the earth is yours, and you hold the key to every door. And you open a door no man can shut, and shut a door no man can open. God, remind her of the things you need her to consider as she enters into this arrangement, into this particular post. God, but make sure that she's clear. I'm asking that you would open up her heart and open up her ears and, Lord, give her perfect recall of the reasons that you are going this way with her at this time in her life. And I ask you to do it today, God, and then I'm asking that you be the one who counsels and teaches her what she must do to go to this next level and what you need her to deliver on your behalf as a result of petitioning you to do this. And I thank you for doing it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Dr. Price, I love you.
I love you, too.
I remember Tala and Ashley, and I just remember them as little girls, young teenagers. But I'm so proud to see how they're in ministry with you. And if I may say so in a good way, almost envious that I should be there as well.
I know we go a long way, but we're going to reconnect soon.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
God bless you. All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm going to stay on until y'all finish now.
All righty.
All right. God bless you.
God bless. Prophet?
Yes, ma'am.
Do we have time?
You have the last 90 seconds.
Well, you going to play my thing? Do we have time for that?
We don't.
Okay, I didn't think so. So now what I am happy about is, first of all, wonderful to hear my old friend. We go back a long time, and it's just wonderful to do that. I want to tell everybody, go to my website. First of all, listen to this again. A lot happened on this call today, so go back and listen to it again. Pass it on to your friends. Increase my listenership by passing it on to your friends. If you want to give me some comments, updates, et cetera, remember I'm on Facebook and Twitter. I would love to have you check in as well as LinkedIn. And until next week, stay powerful, but most of all, stay on purpose. God bless you. Hi, this is Dr. Paula Price thanking you for joining me on this week's show. I want to remind you that the counsel and wisdom, the prayer and prophecy that you enjoy today does not have to end with today's program. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Paula Price Show and join tens of thousands of people who re-listen to my program every week. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Paula Price Show, and you can relive the experience every single day. God bless you.
Support the Paula Price Show today. For as little as $15 per month, you can help us expand our reach across the globe, ministering to hundreds of listeners weekly. Show your support today by visiting www.drpaulaprice.com and clicking the support button. Make a one-time seed or sign up for a monthly subscription. That's www.drpaulaprice.com. Click support and enjoy Dr. Paula Price in your living room.